Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show. Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye in the Outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro lubricant for guns.
Z-Max, made in America.
RTP Outdoors, RTPOutdoors.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, your home, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. Nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
It's a big job just getting by with nine kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working. Long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues.
Good morning, everybody. Working Man Blues, Little Merle Haggard this morning. Welcome to Eye on the Outdoors, Ray Eye Radio from the bunker on a beautiful, beautiful September 1, Labor Day weekend. Be careful out there in the woods and on the waters. We are going to, of course, dedicate this show to the working men and women of America today with Labor Day weekend. Little Merle Haggard, baby, here with the Vogelvogger. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
And, of course, the one and only Matty G.
Greetings. Good day.
There he is. There he is. I missed you. I haven't seen you for a while. We've been busy.
I missed you, too. I was here crying a little bit.
Welcome to the campfire. Pull in that chair real close. Real close. Pour another cup of Thomas coffee. It's dove season. And on today's show, we will run out and grab Mike Weller and talk a little bit about doves. Yes, indeed. And we had a lot of requests, so we brought back Old Blue last weekend of summer. 3-day weekend. A lot of people fishing. So we got the Old Blue in the deep hole. As the deal. And the Vogelvogger is about in a coma over there because we had a little breakfast sandwich here this morning, and Matty G's hasn't opened his yet, but he's fixing to. And I made I went to Radiker's Market yesterday down in Cedar Hill and got some fresh sliced chicken breasts, never frozen, marinated those in the refrigerator, and grilled those. Right, Vogelvogger?
Yes.
A little great seasoning on them, and added some Provel cheese from Emo's, a grilled pineapple, and an olive oil grilled Hawaiian sweet bun, right?
Yes.
And put that together and wrapped that up this morning and brought it into you boys. And I think a little bit of that Carolina mustard sauce kind of set you on. You said, what is this? Huh?
That slaw's just, and on top of that chicken breast with those buns, it was fantastic.
Good stuff. We got to keep doing stuff. Well, it's September, so we're going to do the September birthdays. Matty G's going to play a little bit of the birthday song because we don't want to forget our birthdays. Happy birthday to everybody that has a birthday in September. Happy birthday. Here we go.
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates. The fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. And we let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday.
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday.
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday.
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
Happy birthday.
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls. And this is, in fact, what is it, Vogler? Handsome, but yet
humble
host. Happy birthdays. Hey, back from the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame last weekend. What a great fellowship of food and with all the great people. Family reunion is what it was, and I had the distinguished honor, pleasure, and so proud to be able to introduce Linda Powell and bring her to the stage to accept her Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame induction. How
That's
cool
a great
is that?
Lady.
You know, I stand on my head and do this talk and stuff. That's what I do. I talk in microphones. I've been doing seminars 40 years. And that was one of the most difficult things I did. And it shouldn't be that way. And it should have been really, really easy. But I just want to let you know that it was very emotional. And I choked up. And only two times I've choked up in public speaking was at Denny Dennis's funeral and this deal with Linda. I had a tough time with that, and I apologize for that, and they were all fine with it, but I always want to do the very best that I can do, and I just felt, but to see everybody, oh my gosh, I sat at a table with the Drurys, Mark and Terry, and Pete Shepley was on my left, and Harold Knight was to my right, and people were coming by and was talking about how old we were, and I told them, I said, well, I met Harold in 1977 in Hershey, Pennsylvania at the first NWTF convention. Harold goes, yeah, we're so old, he said, we don't even buy green bananas. And stuff like this guy, he was on fire to hold.
Oh,
and so the jury boys go, you know, Ray, we really need to do a TV show with you. We haven't done a hunt with you. It's been years and years. You know, let's do a hunt. Let's do a thing. And I said, yeah, you hunted with Cuz and Paul Buskey last spring. He said, yeah, we want to do that with you. And you know what Harold says? Take Marty if you want to kill a turkey. And Pete Shepley was awesome. And Rob Keck knocked it out of the park with his presentation. It was just incredible, but it was funny too, because a lot of people there, you know when you speak and you talk, you can't do inside stuff, but this place is full of fishermen and all kinds of industry people. Of course, I'm sitting at the table with Drury's and Harold Knight, and there's Cuz sitting over there, and Rob Keck's speaking up at the podium, and we're at a banquet table, and I told him, I said, I got repressed memories with this thing. I'm having flashbacks with Rob Keck speaking, and we're at a banquet table. Nobody laughed but my table. You know, my table laughed. But you can't do inside stuff when you speak. But I could. But it was just, you know, it was so much fun, and I was glad I was able to do it. But it never bothered me to go up to do anything to speak. You know, that's what I do. I told Gary Mason, I can stand on my head and do this stuff. And I said, I really struggled with this, and shouldn't have been that way. But it doesn't matter. I just wanted to get that off my chest and tell you it was a great event, and it was awesome. Linda got her award for all the work she's done, and we've talked about that, and congratulations to her.
That's a hard-working lady right there.
Oh, my goodness.
And a nice person.
What a great event. To see so many people there from the industry from years, because, you know, a lot of those folks, I hate to tell my age, but I've been working with them for 40 years, 30 years, 40 years, and we've done so many shows and hunts together and media hunts and all the things we've done, and that's just an awesome, awesome event, and hats off to Gary Mason. He did a great job with this, and it was, we were talking about earlier, highest attendance ever. They're like running out of room on the riverboat to do this thing. That's amazing.
That's excellent.
That's amazing. We got a lot of stuff going on. We got a lot of commercials to play. We're going to come back on the other side. I want to talk a little bit about the family reunion I went to, because I haven't been able to get on the air and talk about that. And we're going to do your news in the next segment. But I want to get the show opened up and tell you all what's on the show and tell you that back from the Legends and what a great event that was. And congratulations to all the inductees this year to the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. With that, we're going to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side.